This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And hey, John, can you play Stairway to Heaven, dude? Awesome. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck, is here. And of course, that's not John playing, although he could.
I'm one of millions of guitarists who picked up the instrument and tried to learn that opening.
And that's the real Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. But John, can you name this tune? It's not Stairway, right?
Well, you know, if I didn't know better, I'd say, well, it sounds like Stairway to Heaven, but it's a band called Spirit, and a song is called
Taurus.
Taurus, yes.
Now, Spirit toured with Zeppelin back in the 1960s, and decades later, Spirit has taken Zeppelin to court, finally, on accusations of stealing the Stairway to Heaven opening riff that they used in Taurus. A trial is scheduled for next month. What do you think of this lawsuit and the similarities that they're talking about? It sounds pretty close to me.
It is pretty close. And if you're a guitarist and you sit down and you play both, it's essentially the same chord sequence. Of course, when you get into these kind of plagiarism and copyright lawsuits, the question is, what has the defendant, in this case, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, the two songwriters credited with Stairway to Heaven, what have they done with the original material that's different?
Well, here's Page himself talking about what it was that made him write the opening chords.
I wanted to try to put something together which started with quite a fragile, exposed acoustic guitar playing in sort of style of a poor man's Bure by Bach, that sort of aspect. As far as the instrumentation goes, there are going to be there's recorders to the early part, which gives it a sort of slightly medieval feel.
Bach, huh?
Well, you know, a lot of people sort of felt like this sounded like classical music. It did have that sense of medieval or possibly Baroque music to it. None of what Jimmy Page says in that clip has anything really to do with where the original inspiration came from.
Right, right.
And, you know, if this were a murder trial, we'd be talking about motive and opportunity. And certainly Jimmy Page had ample opportunity to hear the band Spirit. You mentioned mm-hmm. they toured together. Mm-hmm. In fact, Led Zeppelin were Spirit's opening act.
Really?
Yes. This band was big in the late 60s.
Why wait so long? And how many royalties or how much, you know, change is at stake here?
Yeah, there's a couple of things at play here. One is the guitarist who wrote Taurus for the band Spirit just didn't think he could afford to take on the biggest rock band in the world in court. And before he died, he often said, you know, I just wish they would give me credit. You know, they took my riff and they never said thank you. They never paid me. They never put my name in the credits. I just wish they would have done that. Now there is a lawyer who's representing his estate who sees an opportunity because this is not the first time Led Zeppelin have been taken to court for perhaps, let's generously say, borrowing other people's music.
How many royalties do you think the band has collected from Stairway?
It's been estimated in excess of $500 million. So we're talking over $500 million in royalties since 1971. And with Led Zeppelin now on Spotify and with their albums being reissued, there's still a lot of money in play.
John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck on the legitimacy and authenticity of the Led Zeppelin classic Stairway to Heaven. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.